Yeshiva Dvorim Mechusim Nayodim are hidden from people. Elohim, Yoina Misa, nobody knows when he's going to die. That's hidden from you. Yoina Nechama, you don't know when you're going to have your Nechama. Rashi, Shekolodim, Mosa, Yisnachim, Midagosim. If you have worries, problems, you don't know when your problems will go away. People don't know when the good times will come. That's what Rashi says. Hidim Ashur says people don't know when Mashiach will come. Yoina Kadin, we don't know how strong it is, the Yoina Kadin that Hashem gives Los Lovoi. Rashi says, the people make mistake in it. Hashem will give us. We don't know how chomer that will be. You don't know what's in your friend's heart. You don't know what he's thinking about. Because the people know. Because the people would know what the other person is thinking about. There'll be a bad life. You know what he's thinking about. You'll be able to chap mice everything in business, what he wants to do. You chap mice one the other. That's how chesed Hashem made, we don't know what's in the other person's heart. A person doesn't know with what he's going to do his business with, how he's going to make a good livelihood from.
Yeah.
And we don't know Malchus Beis David is when Mashiach will come. Mosai Tachzor, when he'll come back again. Umalchus Chayeves Mosai Tichla. And when would the Malchus Rashi Roim? Shakosaboy Gvul Ririsho Risho Hanul Chayeves. We don't know when the Malchus of Roim will end. These things we don't know. Tana Rabbonin. Gimel Dvorim Olu B'machshav Liborois. The three things the Kodesh Baruch Hu had in Machshav in mind to create. V'im Lo Yolo Dinu Shialo. And even if he didn't think about creating it, he for sure had to create it. And the world can't exist without these things. One thing is Ala Meshias Riach. And when a person dies, the body is masriach, gets dissolved, gets disintegrated. That's also a good thing. Rashi says, Olo mashovin is kaima, taki he did it. V'yim lo yolo dinu shiyalo. V'yim lo ken lo hoi yodim is kaima. People can't live unless these three things took place. So yasriach, that the body should disintegrate. V'yim lo ken, if not for that, ha-kroivim hoi yamatsniin oisin. If the body would always stay the same way, the kroivim wouldn't want to bury him, but rather keep him. V'royin es tzar and tamal lefneim. They'll always have the mace in front of them looking at him. They'll say they have the tzar of a mace. So Hashem made it that the body gets disintegrated, that you forget about him. V'ayta v'yala mace yishtakach min alev. That people forget about a mace also. Now, if you wouldn't forget about it, you'll be in tzar the same way you are, right? B'shas misa, if you'll stay that way the rest of your life, will be terrible. So Hashem made a chesed that we forget about things. You'll forget about the mace. Usually it says it takes 12 months, but after 12 months, we forget about it. V'yala tfuah shetirka, and tfuah that gets spoiled, that the tfuah, the wheat, has to get spoiled. The drasha shimla kain hoyabale batim ma'atzrin oisay mevin ravan oilam. The balabatim would store them up like for 5 years and let everybody starve, and then after 5 years they'll start selling the wheat for $100 a kernel, so they'll make a good business that way. So Hashem made a chesed that wheat rots away, therefore they can't afford to store it up for a long time, they have to get rid of it right away. Some say that's down the Indian of currency of money goes out as the currency of money, also something that Kosh created, that's good. The first Shemesh is not called the Briya here. This is just as the Metzias, that people have money and they use the money. The other things are all Briya, something was created, that you forget about a mace, that a mace happens, that his Masriach, that the Tfuah gets rotten. The Kur here, just on the Metzias, that there's such a thing as currency of money. Right. Mishnah says, Mokim shinogu lasos melocha b'tisha b'av oisin. If the meaning of your place is to do melocha on Tisha B'av, you're allowed to do. Mokim shinogu shtor lasos. If your meaning is not to do melocha, shtor lasos melocha, ain't oisin. You have to follow the meaning of your mokim. Such a locha like that. If the meaning of your place is like that, and you live there, you're part of the place, you have to follow the meaning. So you now do melocha on Tisha B'av. Uvachol mokim, any place, talmidei chachamim b'teilim. A Talmud Chochim should not do malacha on Tisha B'av. He should be bottled. In Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, he says, Lo'olam yasa d'matzma Talmud Chochim. No matter who you are, even though you're a person that does do malacha whole day, when it comes to Tisha B'av, you're allowed to act like a Talmud Chochim. And don't think you're like a Bagayvenik. No, you're allowed to say that today I'm not going to do malacha, I'm going to act like a Talmud Chochim. Shrashib Le'amina Nechzvek Yura. We don't say look like a Bagayvenik, like a haunted person. Person. If you want to, you have a right to be mevatel. We'll see in the Gemara why. So get to do malacha not to tell him in hogim. Omar Shmuel, L'maiser l'alocha, you're telling them in Hagen, some people have the meaning to call Parma up until Chatzayis not to do Malacha. As after Chatzayis, then you could do the Malacha, and some people hold up until Chatzayis you don't do Malacha. Omar Shmuel, the heter to do business is usually a Dov Ravid. A Dov Ravid is something that's over that you lose out if you don't do it, just like on Cholomoy, this mutter, who was in a Tisha B'Av also with mutter. Usually they have to do business the same way they do business on Chol HaMoed, they do business on Tisha B'Av also. A Dov Ravid, you lose out if you don't do it, that's also a heter. But if not for that, up until Chatzayis, the meaning is not to do Malacha. That's Omar Shmuel. Malacha means hard work. It doesn't just mean driving a car or lighting a match or putting on the fire. I mean, the easy things, that's mutter. It means the hard Malacha, start building or doing something that you shouldn't do till after Chatzayis. Omar Shmuel. Ein tainis tzibah b'bovel. In Bovel, there's no din tainis tzibah. Elo tishibov, that's Bavad. The only chomedika tainis that we have is only tishibov. Sidrashi, ein tainis tzibah b'bovel. Hoyo v'yein tzrichin l'gishomim. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, there were times they didn't have rain, and they used to have mamish very strict fast days about to have rain. So in Bavel, they always had rain, they didn't have to have these strict fast days. Im goysim al dover achar, if they made exer for some other reason in Bavel, ein choyme taina siba naik boy. Even though there's a time to fast in Bavel, it doesn't have the chumra of a taina siba. What does that mean? Lechem abayjim. A taina siba, you have to start fasting from the beginning of the night. In other words, you have to eat only the day before, well, like Yom Kippur, and you have to stop eating when it comes nighttime. So Tainis Tzibur has the same halacha. But in Bava, we don't have these chumris, only Tisha B'Av. Like we do. Tisha B'Av, we don't eat even the nighttime. For less than the halacha, Rashi knows even this halacha. V'sha'al chumri amurim sham. The other chumris you have on a Tainis Tzibur, in Bava, or Bizman is there, we don't have those chumris, only on Tisha B'Av. So Tzapta is the kasha. Saying that Tisha B'Av is like a tiny seber. I a tiny seber is also b'mlocha, and our Mishnah says it's totally in the minig. That if the minig of your place is to do melacha, you are allowed to do melacha. So how could Shmuel say that Tisha B'Av has the chumra of tiny seber? But he says the Yeshmei Melacha Kamon, and tiny seber b'Av l'afilu b'mochem shleinu agulasas melacha. That even the place where the minig is not to do malacha, Tisha B'Av is the only place that has such a minig. That you don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av, this tainis, that has a din like a tainis tibur. But all of the tainis is amutar. So the Gemara, Lameimer, you want to tell me the Sava Shmuel, Tisha B'Av, Beinash Moshe Shlo Yosar. That if you tell me Tisha B'Av has the chomer, the strictness of a regular tainis tibur, so tainis tibur you can't eat at night, and you have to start eating, even Beinash Moshe. So Tisha B'Av should have the same malacha. That Ben Ashmosh is right after Shkia, already you have to stop eating on Erev Tisha B'Av. For the Gemara Stira, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel himself said, Tisha B'Av, Ben Ashmosh is Shalai Muta. Shmuel Shiter is no. Even though at night time, Vade night, you're not allowed to eat, but you should know Ben Ashmosh is you're allowed to eat. That's what Shmuel holds. The Chit, so Metz Stira. How could Shmuel say Taina Sibur? Tisha B'Av is like a Taina Sibur, a Taina Sibur you can't eat Ben Ashmosh. And here Shmuel says, Tisha B'Av you could eat Ben Ashmosh. Ben Ashmoshes means, like after Shkia until it's Vade Tekachovim, we have a suffix when it's called nighttime or not. In the suffix also you can't. The Chitayman, maybe you want to tell me. Ksav Shmuel, Tei Shmuel holds. Kol Taina Sibur. Ben Ashmoshes Shalai Mutter. Maybe Shmuel holds. All Taina Sibur, also the same thing. That Ben Ashmoshes Takwitz Mutter. Shredding Marvia, now we learn not like that. Oichlin Veshoishim Bajoin. On a Taina Sibur, you're allowed to eat and drink when it's still daytime. Notice the day before the tainis starts. The chur lemute mai. What does it mean to tell us not? Mashma only by day you could. What does that mean? Lafuke not. Lav lemute ben ashmoshes. The chur it means after shkia, when we have a suffix if it's nighttime or not. During that time in alarit, so you see a tainis sibur in alarit. So how could Shmuel say your Tisha B'Av is like a tainis sibur? If Shmuel holds Tisha B'Av, you'll alarit ben ashmoshes. The Gemara says light. Hatei lemute meshech hasheicha. Maybe it only means to say you're allowed to eat when it's day. When it comes Vaday nighttime on a tiny sieve, you're not allowed to eat. And that's all. But Ben Ashmosh, maybe it's mutter. So therefore it's good, Shmuel says, Tisha B'Av is like a tiny sieve, that both of them are mutter Ben Ashmoshes. For the more name of Messiah, I'll bring you right now to this. Ein Ben Tisha B'Av L'Yom HaKippurim. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av, the fast of Tisha B'Av, and the fast of Yom Kippur. Elosh Yezeh Tzveiko Yosser. That this suffix, l'churit, means Bein HaShemoshes of Yom Kippur is Osir. You have to stop eating before. V'zeh Sveikei Mutter. Mashenken on Tisha B'Av, a suffix is mutter. Is the chura ma'isveik? What does it mean here? Suffix, if you're in doubt or not, you're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? Ma'isveik mutter. La v'nash moshes. The chura mean that v'nash moshes, the time where we're in doubt, if it's nighttime or not, that on Tisha B'Av you are allowed to eat, but Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat. So this will be right to Shmuel, that Tisha B'Av you're allowed to eat v'nash moshes. You tell the Takasha that by Yom Kippur, what do you mean to tell me the Ben Hashmoshes is also who are filu vada yom oser? The Tais Yom Kippur deraisa on Yom Kippur you have to stop eating even when it's vada yom. Before Shkia you have to stop eating because on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah Taisus Yom Kippur. You have to eat on to Yom Kippur. But here is not going to speak lashmina the Tisha B'Av has filu speak the mutter. It's not true. On vada on Yom Kippur you have to stop eating even when it's vada yom, even before the Ben Hashmoshes started. It just tells you Ben Hashmoshes is also to tell us that this man the Yom holds Tisha B'Av its mutter Ben Hashmoshes. So we wanted to bring a raya. The Mosh says, I'll tell you loy. Could the Yom Rav Shisha B'Rei the Ravidi Lekfi of the Yarcha. A suffix means is you have a suffix which day is Yom Kippur. Or you have a suffix which day is Tisha B'Av. We don't know when Bez the made the Rosh Chodesh. Is such a thing. If you have a suffix when Yom Kippur is, you have to be knowing 2 days Yom Kippur. If you have a suffix when Tisha B'Av is, you don't have to keep 2 days. But maybe Avada Tisha B'Av, even the suffix Ben Hashmoshes is also. And the Maruchi Nam Lekfiya Diachar. Here also is Megayel, if somebody has a suffix, when is Tisha B'Av? Or somebody has a suffix, when is Yom Kippur? Not the suffix where you live in Chutz Loritz. But Stam, you're in the Midbar. Or you don't bechlau know when Yom Kippur is, you have a suffix, you lost count. You have a suffix when Yom Kippur is it today or tomorrow? So about the Chumra and the Raisa, suffix the Raisa, you have to go to Chumra. And you have to keep 2 days. Ma'ashen came for Tisha B'Av, since it's only with the Rabbanan, you only have to keep 1 day. Like Tosafot says, Lekfiya D'Yachad, he says, Ein Lafash going to B'nei Bovim, Shein Yoidim. You can't say just means someone in Chutz Loritz. But that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, De'inoisim Eloyei Mechud. Yom Kippur, the Rabbanan weren't Machayim in the first 2 days. But that's the question. We always keep 2 days Yom Tiv. How come Yom Kippur, you only keep 1 day? So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Rabbanan weren't Matriachos to fast 2 days in a row. So therefore, we always have Yom Kippur only 1 day. So what does it mean here, a suffix? Halachi Purushai. Sveika Yosem is in a suffix, I feel about Yisrael. Mosi Hukva Chodesh, going Shemala Vamidbar. Somebody even there at Yisrael, but he was walking in the Midbar, and the Pasha didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, when was Rosh Hashanah. So for him, he has a suffix, when it is he has to keep 2 days. Kedin Kol Sveika Yeraisam, Yazvinu Lechumra. Like any suffix Yeraisam, you go Lechumra. That's why here, for Yom Kippur, you have to keep 2 days. That's the deraisam. Mashenka, somebody has a suffix. When Tisha B'Av is, you only have to keep 1 day. So, kids, so this will not be a riot to Shmuel. It could be that in a suffix, Ben Hashmoshes, maybe Tisha B'Av is also. And here's something that you have a suffix B'chal when the day is. You know?
But I thought
today. Weiter. Doris, this is what the Shmuel holds. For the Loch, we hold like Rava. Doris, Rava, Rava Darshan. Uvarais, a pregnant lady, Omanikais, an Isha that's after she gave birth and she's nursing, Misanais, they have to fast on Tisha B'Av, Umashlimais, and they have to finish the fasting also by. The same way you fast on Yom Kippur, that's Midiraisa, the same way they're supposed to fast on Tisha B'Av also. You don't have the Kula, Muberis, and Omanika should not fast on Tisha B'Av. This is a Chomer D'Katayin that they have to fast. On the other three tinuses, if they can't make it, they can eat. But the Tisha B'Av is supposed to eat. Unless it's as Konas HaKoshos. Vaito, Ben HaShmoshes Shelo Yosar. That's Halacha. That Ben HaShmoshes on Tisha B'Av also would not let eat. Avada, we have to stop eating Tisha B'Av before Shkia. You can't wait to eat after Shkia because then it's already suffix Ben HaShmoshes. V'cheinu Amru Mishmeri, the Rabbi Yechon, the same name of Rabbi Yechon also like that. That Avada, Ben HaShmoshes of Tisha B'Av, it's also to eat. For the Gemara, me Yom Rabbi Yechon Hachi, is it true that Rabbi Yechon had said even as Ben Hashmoshes Zosar? For Yom Rabbi Yechon, Tisha B'Av ain't a ketayna sibur. Tisha B'Av, he said, is not like a regular tayna sibur. My love, didn't Rabbi Yechon mean to say that the Ben Hashmoshes to tell her that the Chumra that Ben Hashmoshes, if you have in doubt when the night starts for regular tayna sibur when they used to fast for rain to come, they had to be machmir not to eat then. But Masha for Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to eat Ben Hashmoshes. I'll tell you more, loit l'mlocha, means to do melocha. The what that on tiny sibu you can't do melocha, but on Tisha B'Av here you're allowed to do melocha. But avada ben ashmoshes, you're not allowed to eat even on Tisha B'av. Martanina, mokim shenogu lasas melacha b'Tisha B'av oisin. Now Mishnah. O mokim shenogu shloy lasas sein oisin. A place where the minig is not to do melacha, you shouldn't do melacha on Tisha B'av. V'yafilu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo yomer elo t'chi yosib v'lo yovid l'mech t'kira. Even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel just said that if somebody sits and doesn't do melacha on Tisha B'av, he has a right not to do melacha. He doesn't look like a big shot. Avo meisa lo yosir, but nobody asks it. Nobody says it's mamish osim ikir adin to do melacha on Tisha B'av. Yeah, so this is good. This is the Torah says this, that they were saying now that only tiny sibur, that's what's also to do melacha. But Tishvav Taka has no wisdom to do melacha, and even our Mishnah says you shouldn't do it. It's only because of a minig. They're not mikradin. Mikradin, you're allowed to do melacha on Tishvav. So tomorrow, Elo my any tiny sibur. What does it mean that's not like a tiny sibur? This we learned off in the Mishnah. What do you have to tell me that Tisha B'av is not like a tiny sibur? If it only means for melacha, that's an off in the Mishnah. Hey, so our Mishnah says there's no issa melacha on Tisha B'av. Our Mishnah says there's only a minig. But mashma, not because of a minig, would be mutter. So what do you have to tell me that Tisha B'av is not like a tiny sibur for melacha? Pshita, that's not in the Mishnah like that. Ella the Gemara says, what does it mean to say that Tisha B'av is not like a tiny sibur? Ella my ain't a tiny sibur, let's feel it. Let's feel it's nila. That means you don't have to daven a fourth tefillah on Tisha B'av. A tefillah nila. Ma'ashenker, on a regular tiny sibur, when they used to fast in Eretz Yisrael for geshama, for rain, there used to be a tefillah nila. But on Yom Kippur, you don't have to daven a tefillah nila. For at the Gemara of Omri, Rabbi Yechon, Shittur is, in Brochis, Olovai, Shispal, Lodom, Vayla, Kola, Yom Kulay. Rabbi Yechon, it says that any time you have in doubt whether you daven Shemon Esri or not, the law means you should daven over again. Because as a klal halavai, your person should daven all day long. Now, there's nothing wrong by davening extra tefillis, according to Rabbi Yechonin. So, the kasher is, if you tell me now that a regular tiny seedberg, there is an Indian to daven a fourth tefillah of nila. You daven a fourth tefillah of nila on every tiny seedberg. So, why isn't there such a din to daven that tefillah on Tisha B'av also? Since Tisha B'av is a gzum to tainis, it's something like a tiny seedberg, in Svari, you should have to daven tefillah of nila in Tisha B'av also. Sakon of Yechonin says no. Like how can you say Rabbi Yechonin is saying that Tisha B'av is different because of Tefillah Nila? Why not? You should have to daven according to Rabbi Yechonin. Have the Gemara Ha'asam Chayva on a tiny Siba Yemachoyiv. You have to daven Tefillah Nila. Ha'achar Rishus Avad. According to Rabbi Yechonin, if you want to, you could daven a Tefillah Nila. But just saying you don't have the chiyuv to daven Tefillah Nila. The chiyuv is only to daven regular three Tefillahs. Nila is only Rishus. The boy you say another teretz is. My enik a tiny sibur. What do you mean Tisha B'av is not like a regular tiny sibur? Li asrim v'yaborim. There are 24. On a regular tiny sibur, when they used to fast in Eretz Yisrael for rain, they used to have 24 brachas in the Shemon Esrei. They added another 6 brachas, l'shem the tiniest for the Geshamim. So these extra 6 brachas in the Shemon Esrei, that we don't have to say on Tisha B'av. Rav Papa says, Rav Papa Amar, my enik a tiny sibur. What does it mean that Tisha B'av is not like a chomedik a tiny sibur? Means eino kirishoinus elo kachroinus. It's not like the first ones, only like the last ones. So Rashi says, lav. Rashi says that Rav Papa Rashi says oimel liyolam kiratzakol daskim mikora. The eino kataynis sibur the yomal ben hashmoshes. It's like a true that Tisha B'av ben hashmoshes is mutter. Come of Lotikshu to Rabbi Yechonin, of the Zayat Estiru to Rabbi Yechonin, Kemaisa, the other Koma, Eina Katayna Sibu, the Chumra Koma. He meant to say it's the Chumra, Boka Koma. Eina Kesholosh Rishoinis. The Tisha B'av is not like the other three Tainuses. She Mutta Ben Ashmoshes. The other three Tainuses is Mutta Ben Ashmoshes. Mashenki and Tisha B'av Tak is Mochomer. That's what he meant to say. Eina Kerishoinis. Tisha B'av is not like the first three Tainuses that we fed. Wash Lasar Batavis, or Tainus Esther. Those days Ben Ashmoshes Mutter. Elokach Reinus V'Yasurim, but Tisha B'av rather is like a tiny sibur, as Taka Ben Hashmoshes is also. For the more Meisvei, Ein Ben Tisha B'av Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur. Elosh Ezes Sveiko Yosam. If you have a suffix when Yom Kippur comes out, or the Hava Minu is now going to be, if you have a suffix when Yom Kippur starts Ben Hashmoshes, it's awesome. The Zes Sveiko Mutter. Mashikin on Tisha B'av, if you have a suffix when Tisha B'av starts, it's Mutter. My sveika mutter. What does it mean? Minasofik it's mutter. Lav ben hashmoshes shloi. Doesn't it mean that if you have a sofik when Tisha B'av starts, after Shkia, before Tzeitzik Chavim, that it's mutter teat. So it's a stira to Rabbi Yechonim. Marno, Amr Rashisha, Bred Ravidi, Light. Letfiyah Diyarcha, like we said before, if you have a suffix, is today Tisha B'Av or is today Yom Kippur? So if you have a suffix, if today is Yom Kippur or not, you have to go suffix your rights as Lechumrah. But if you have a suffix, if today is Tisha B'Av, you only have to fast one day, not 2 days. Ha'lechol Dvarim Zevezeh Shoven. Mashenke, for all other things, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are Mishoven. So about even though Issa Malach is different, but in the Etzim fasting, they have the same halachas. The Marmasana the Rebbe Loza, the Yom Rebbe Loza, also loy liyodam sheyoshit etzpa b'mayim b'tisha b'av. A person is not allowed to put his hands into water, even into cold water on Tisha B'av, kederech she'also loyoshit etzpa b'yom kippurim. The same way it's also to put your hands into any water on Yom Kippur, there's an Isser Rechitza, who had done in Yom Kippur also. You're not allowed to put your hands into any water on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'av. So it's good that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av are the same halachis. But the Gemara Meitzi have a kashra on you. We have another din that says, Ein vein Tisha B'Av l'tayne siber. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a regular Tayne Sibur. El shezeh also b'siyas melocha. That on Tayne Sibur, it's also b'kentu melocha. V'zeh muta b'siyas melocha. But on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do melocha. The mokim shinog, in a place that it's minig is to do. Holochol divreim, for everything else, zeh v'zeh shoven. That Tisha B'Av has the same halacha as like a regular Tainus Sibur, where you fast in Eretz Yisrael for rain. Now, what's the halacha of Tainus Sibur? V'ilu gabe Tainus Sibur Tintanya, we learned. Kishomru osir b'chitzom. When we said you're not allowed to wash yourself on a Tainus Sibur, lo yomru ela kol gufoy. You're just not allowed to take a shower or a bath on a regular Tainus Sibur. You can't wash your whole body on a Tainus Sibur of Eretz Yisrael for rain. Av upon of yodav raglav loit. But just to wash either your face, your hands, or your feet, that's mutter on a tiny seber. This is the stira. If you tell me Tisha B'Av has the same halacha like a tiny seber, so how could you say Tisha B'Av has the same halacha like Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, you know you're not allowed to wash your hands at all. And I'm saying now Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av is like a tiny seber. And a tiny seber, you are allowed to wash your hands. So it's a stira. What din does Tisha B'Av have? Is Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to wash your hands, or you're not allowed to wash your hands? Now the Gemara, Omer Rav Papa, Tana Kula Kuli Kitani. The Tani is only bringing down all the coolest one after another. Rashi kol hani ein ben chat Tani aminon between not between one and the other. The coolly coolly mokad. Bereisha Tani ein ben Tisha B'Av kal miyom kippurim. I just want to say what Yom Kippur is more lenient than Yom Kippur. Look at Chila. Elo shezes sveikoy osir zes sveikoy muter. And by Tani ein Tisha B'Av kal mitayne siber. Where is Tisha B'Av more lenient than a tayne siber? El lenient melacha. Of the chumrah, the chumrah tishvah, the mitayne sibur lo yari hachi. The tzedik bnei zev zeshovin. These brises are not saying that all the dinim of Tisha B'Av is doim with the tayne sibur. It's just saying the coolest you have by one. This is the only cooler Tisha B'Av has over Yom Kippur, and this is the only cooler that Tisha B'Av has over a tayne sibur. A tayne sibur is osa b'mlocha, and Tisha B'Av is muta b'mlocha. But it could be Tisha B'Av is more chumrah than a tayne sibur. A regular tayne sibur was saying you are allowed to wash your hands. Just kol gufo is awesome. Mashenkin and Tishwa was saying now Tishwa is the same halacha like Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to wash any part of your body. You can't wash on Tishwa. By the b'chol malchum talmud chacham. Any place that a talmud chacham doesn't do malacha, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says even though a person that does do malacha, if he wants to act like a talmud chacham Tishwa but not do malacha, he has a right to. Lameim, you're telling me to Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar loichashin liyura. We're not afraid somebody's going to look like a balgaivnik, a big shot, which you're not supposed to do it, but here it's mutter. Rabbonin Savar, Rabbonin say no, chayshinan liyura. Rabbonin say only a Talmud Chachim, a person that doesn't do malacha the whole time, shouldn't do malacha on Yom Kippur. But a person that does do malacha, he should not act like a big shot on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kishvav, but rather do malacha. For the more of Ibcha Shaminan lu, we learned in Bracha is just the opposite. The Tanan, Chosun, when a chosin gets married, the night of his chasna, if he wants to say Krishna the first night, he has a right to. No, if you stam want to say Krishna the first night, you're not allowed to. Since the din is a chosin is put to say Krishna, the zman is there. Some negate this halacha. Some negate the zman of gemara. When then you used to have a lot of kavana, so the night of the chasna you can't have a lot of kavana, you shouldn't say Krishna. But the zman is there, but we don't have that much kavana, so forget, you're a big shot if you don't say Krishna. So the zman is there, we do say Krishna the night of the chasna. But I call upon the zman, I'm Mishnah, Mikra, Din, you're potter. So the rabbanon say, if you want, you could. The Shimon Gamliel says, no, if you want to, still you can't. So here you see a machlekes here, a stira. Here Shimon Gamliel says, if you want, you could be machmir. And there he says, if you want to be machmir, you can't be machmir. You're right, it's a good stira, and you have to change around the shittas to make your Shimon Gamliel stim with your Shimon Gamliel. You have to change around the shittas. If Shimon Gamliel in both cases say, you could, there's no in your Mechfik Yurim, and the Rabban in both places says, you should not, because it looks like a big shot. You do not have to change around the shittas. The Rabbanon, the Rabbanon Lakashi, there's no stira in the Rabbanons. Hocha now Mishni here by Tishabov, Kivun Lakula Yal Mavdim Locha. So, oh, yeah, you do Malocha. And now, punkt on Tishma, you're not doing Malacham, Mechzik Yura. That's making yourself look like a big shot. You shouldn't do it. Avil Hassan by Krishma, Kiv when the Kuliyal Makari. Monashev, the whole year around, you do say Krishma. Viyonami Kari. And he also wants to say Krishma now on his night of the Chasna. Le Mechzik Yura. It doesn't look like such a big shot. You're not doing anything special. It's the thing you do every single day. You do Malacham. As Mishlema by Tishabov, the whole year round you do malacha. Today, not to do malacha, that's a bigger mice showing you a big shot. It's a special mice, you're doing something different than you do a whole year. That's awesome. That's a bigger mice, Bagaivinik. Mashenkin, the fact you say Krishma the whole year, and now in the night of the Chasna, you also want to say Krishma, that's not such a Bagaivinik because you're not doing something you don't do. That's the normal thing you do. Even though tonight is a swear not to do it, if you hold, you could have kavanah with mutter. And Rav Shimon Gamliel also like Hashem. Hosam udibin kavono by Krishma, you have to have kavono. If you're non sadid lemoti chavni daite, if you're non sadid, the night of chasni, you're torah, you're thinking about things, thinking about the viyam, you can't have kavono to be mechav of Krishma. Therefore, mechzik yura. If you do say, you're mechzik a bagaivna, like a big shot, you know how to say it. Avul hoch here by Tishabov, lemechzik yura. The fact you stop doing work on Tishabov doesn't make you look like a big shot. Army people will say, Malacha the last leg. You know why he's not doing Malacha today? He was laid off. He has no work to do. Pukhazi, look outside. Kama batlon yikib shukah. There are a lot of batlon and people don't have what to do. So the fact you're not doing Malacha won't make people look at you astonished to think you're a Bagaivni. Therefore, here it's mutter. Mashenka, to say Krishma, but mocking me, can't have kavanah, that's a Bagaivni. Therefore, there he said it's us to do.
All right, we'll stop here.